Good morning. I'm Maria Scapoletto with the 90.5 WESA News. Democratic Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey is calling on Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to allow testimony from witnesses at the upcoming impeachment trial of President Trump.
I would hope that the majority leader of the institution that the Constitution charges with having a trial would act like an independent, non-biased juror.
In an interview yesterday, Casey's Republican counterpart, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey, said he would consider supporting witness testimony after opening arguments. Trump is accused of attempting to coerce Ukraine into investigating the family of political rival and former Vice President Joe Biden. Pennsylvania Auditor General Eugene DePasquale is reporting more than 50,000 discrepancies in voter registration records after reviewing data from early 2016 through this April. DePasquale says his office has found instances of duplicate driver's license records and mistaken dates of birth, but no evidence of voter fraud.
But if you have something where there now is a duplicate issue and somebody's trying to abuse the system, it may create the possibility that that could exist.
Department of State Secretary Kathy Buchvar says the auditor's findings are based on incomplete data and called the results flawed and misleading. Gaming revenue at Rivers Casino Pittsburgh is up nearly 15% over totals from this time last year. That's according to the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. Sources of gaming revenue include slot machines, internet gaming, and sports betting. State tax revenue generated through all forms of gaming has increased nearly 13% to just over $119 million. It's 6:06. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has released new estimates on the cost of a ban on natural gas fracking, a move supported by presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who say fracking causes damage to the environment. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports.
The business group study says Pennsylvania would lose more than 600,000 jobs over 5 years if the controversial drilling technique were banned. The chamber also contends that natural gas prices would more than quadruple, but its study did not account for fracking's potential health and environmental harms. The chamber's Marty Durbin says those concerns are best addressed through regulation, not an all-out ban.
I don't want to minimize that. I think the industry has taken seriously the impact it has on the communities where it operates, and we've worked closely with partners at the state level and at the federal level on regulations that are necessary.
Not everyone agrees drilling is worth it. Another recent study focused on the Pittsburgh region found that drilling's benefits were outweighed by the premature deaths caused by pollution. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
And you can find more Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania news by going to our website, wesa.fm. It's 6:07.